Today's episode is about studying peace, living the love, and honoring joy. Let's get to talking, baby. Willkommen, ladies and gentlemen, to the Talk to Me 80 podcast. I'm your host, Adrienne O'Farrell, a.k.a. the Lyrical Lioness, a.k.a. Miss 80, baby. And today is the first episode of many, hopefully, about studying peace, living to love, and honoring joy, darling. Now, I'm pre-recording this episode at 25, and by the time you hear it, I'll be 26. Happy freaking birthday to me. And yes, I am a Leo that believes my birthday is a national holiday, or should be a national holiday. But since this is the first episode, it won't be too long. But this podcast as a whole is a positive step for me personally. And it seems to me that every time we celebrate our birthdays or the new year, we always try to think of goals we have yet to fulfill or start a new set of goals that seem more doable. Now, I personally don't believe in New Year's resolutions because New Year's resolutions are lies. But it is good to have a list of things. Or even just one thing you'd like to improve about yourself, because that's how we grow, right? Now, my spiritual auntie, Miss Inyanla Van Zandt, beloved, said in her book, Yesterday I Cried, let me just get the quote here. Oh, there it is. You can accept or reject the way you were treated by other people. But until you heal the wounds of your past, you will continue to bleed. You can bandage the bleeding with food, with alcohol, with drugs, with work, with cigarettes, with sex. But eventually, it will all ooze through and stain your life. You must find the strength to open the wounds, stick your hands inside, pull out the core of the pain that is holding you in your past, the memories, and make peace with them. Baby! When I tell you I felt personally attacked, but in all seriousness though, since I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be transparent here. My 25th birthday started off pretty negatively from the time I woke up to the time I rested my head on my pillow. And I've been headstrong on educating myself on how I can fulfill what I tell people to do all the time, which is to study peace, live love, and honor joy. Now, I don't just say that because it's a sexy tagline to have people think, gee, that's a sexy tagline. I say that because I'm in pursuit of achieving that myself. I've been pursuing that my entire life without knowing it, honestly. And I believe we all are in pursuit of those things. We all have a past. We all have things we're more proud of than others. And a great deal of us have been hurt from our past and have yet to move on from that pain. But like Auntie Inyanla said, what exactly are we doing to get rid of that pain so we can move on? Now, I'm not saying you still won't be upset or you won't have a moment where you have to break down and cry your eyes out, because that is who you are. You're a human being. You're supposed to have emotions in some form or fashion. I believe you are. But how you express it is up to you. That's the beauty of it. Emotion is so subjective that there's no right or wrong way to do it. Now, on the journey of PLJ, that's just peace, love, and joy, I've been asking myself, when I felt insecure about a certain scenario or I began to accept negative energy in my life, if I was my best friend in that situation, what would I tell her to do? I wouldn't want her to hurt herself or to be hurt. So why don't I just start treating myself like my own best friend? I know. I took it back to 2004 with Beyonce. Don't start. Shut up. But in all seriousness, though, I got a question, though. And whenever I say this, I really would love to receive an answer in the show comments. What do you do to healthily obtain inner peace? Do you meditate? Pray, dance, write, play music, watch YouTube. I do all the above. Talk to me. And that is our show. I thank you for listening. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can search our hashtag TTMA. And follow A&O Productions on Facebook and Instagram at A&O Productions, on Twitter at A&O Pro Inc., and YouTube at A&O Productions Media. Talk to you later, baby. The Talk to Me 80 podcast is a program produced by the A&O Productions division, Miko Records. If you would like to become a sponsor of our program or reserve a promotional ad, please don't hesitate to email Miko at anoproductions.com. That's M-E-K-O at A-N-O-P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S.com.